This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It seems a long time ago now, but opioid abuse was a huge issue back during the presidential campaign. And for the communities across the country that are dealing with addiction, it still is. Erie, Pennsylvania is one of those communities where addicts who typically cycle in and out of prison are costing the county nearly $20 million a year. Erie is, as you know, the focus of our series, The Big Promise, how Donald Trump's campaign promises are playing out in places that voted for him. So, Marketplace's Erica Barris has our story.
51 Bryant, 10-4-7-5-5-7, please.
Heidi Karash has been working as a nurse in Erie for nearly 13 years. And to her, opioid addiction isn't just a crisis. It's a weight to bear.
It's been epidemic here in Erie.
And Karash worries she played a role in that. In her first job at Erie's Hammett Hospital, she says she treated patients who had OD'd on painkillers. She also gave those very same opioids to people in pain.
In the hospital, especially in the ICU, you know, we almost were more part of the problem than part of the solution.
And the problem has gotten worse. In the past decade, overdoses have nearly tripled in Erie. Every week, two people lose their lives to drugs. More than half of all inmates in Erie County Prison come in addicted. Heidi Karash became head of nursing here about 2 years ago.
Here, I can be part of the solution.
That solution includes Vivitrol, a drug designed to break what has become a destructive cycle. Addicts get arrested, detox in prison, get released, use again, and end up back where they started, or they end up dead.
And I feel like I could have helped them, and it almost feels like a failure on my part.
Vivitrol is a monthly shot that acts like an opioid vaccine. The prison recently started giving opioid abusers the drug as they're released.
You get a shot, you're then kind of, there's kind of a force field around the part of your brain that likes heroin.
That's Joshua Lee, an addiction specialist at New York University. He says Vivitrol makes it impossible to feel high. The hope is the drug, which is being used in other prisons across the country, will curb addiction in Erie.
They work really, really, really well. We wish we had medications like this for hypertension or diabetes or depression, but we don't.
But Vivitrol is a lot like other drugs when it comes to aggressive marketing and sky-high prices. Prisons and inmates get the first dose of the drug for free. As they're being released, then they're on their own. And insurers may prefer to pay for the drug in pill form rather than the $1,000 monthly shot. As Christina Paul found out, that can be an important difference.
That's making a choice every day to not get high today.
Paul, a former heroin addict, lives in Erie with her two daughters. Her boyfriend got clean with the help of Vivitrol, got a job, and got off Medicaid. His new insurance, though, didn't cover the shot, just the daily pills.
He did okay at first with it, but then just kind of, he didn't want to take a daily pill, so.
Within a couple months, he was using again. Not long after, he was dead. It's unclear how drug treatment programs that were guaranteed under the Affordable Care Act will fare under new healthcare legislation. But at this point, they are slated to be cut back severely, despite campaign promises by Donald Trump. At the Erie County Prison, Heidi Karash says the loss of those services will only add to Erie's already considerable pain.
I think that in Erie, a lot of people have lost hope. And I think that this last election was a sign of that.
Karash, who spent her life in this town, has also seen family and friends struggle with addiction. She says Erie's economy and the lack of good jobs are a big part of the problem.
It's not like you have to stay clean to go to work the next day. So you just start using to kind of cope with the sadness. And that's maybe why the first reason you shot up, but then you become addicted.
Vivitrol can't fix those problems, but it can keep people from using. And Karash says at this point, that's something. In Erie, I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.